Blog Talk Radio.
Rolo Solo. What up, homie? Relax and relay. Go. What the city want, what the city get. Yeah, we do it for people without the benefits. It's all power to the people that we represent. Independent music from artists, you haven't heard it yet. Playing all cheers, bringing great vibes. Everyone, pull up a seat, let's have a great time. Eastern clock, Tuesday from 8 to 9. Wednesday, drop and pop from 7 to 9. Friday, we awesome, we bound to shine. Then it's on again at 7, about to bring it live. Saturday, we energize, come back from 5 to 6. Speaking through those speakers, and we eating with some chopper sticks. Yeah, you know the show about to take off. We made it look fat as a rat, and about to make off. The plan been set, and everything is flowing. Time to place them bets.
Hey, it's time to place them bets, man. I already know what it is, man. It's your boy Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling. If you know me, you know what I'm saying? This is the Relax and Relay Show, man. We are now live on IFM Radio Nation, just like we are every Wednesday and Friday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we also live on Sundays, too. Make sure y'all check out Selena Nichelle Show. It's Pressing Jams over there. She got some Pressing Jams and interviews. She's going to rock out every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. So y'all make sure y'all check her out. Just come on right on back. We turning up over here. We're going to rock out. That's what we do. And we're going to take a break on Monday because, you know, she was on Monday. So, again, she moved to Sundays, 3 p.m. We'll come back on Tuesday, and we got DJ Tell 'Em Himself, Support Cause Nothing Show. That is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. That is 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central time. So, yeah. So, 9 to 10 Eastern. And then, like I say, Relax and Relay Show here from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesdays and Fridays. You know, we're going to rock out. So, artists, y'all make sure y'all continue to send over those hot tracks and music, you know. What else we got? We got a lot of stuff going on. But tonight, we got special guests. We will be speaking with, you know, if you've seen the link, you've seen the flyer, you know, it is Ms. LaToya Graham, author and publisher, four-time bestseller, you know, that's what they say. Apparently, she writes those books. Oh, she can publish them, too. So, you know, if you got a book, or if you got something, you know, on some paper and you feel like you got a story to tell, I'm pretty sure she'll head you in the right direction. So, without further ado, Miss LaToya Graham, how are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I'm blessed, King. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's been a long, productive day, but it was productive.
Me as well.
Good. So, how is the weather out there on the coast?
It is beautiful today. It was like only like 70, but it's still good today. It was nice.
Good.
I wasn't on that side.
Oh, well, you know what you left behind. So, yeah, it's like, 35 degrees?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but, you know, we were fortunate enough not to get any precipitation, rain, or, you know, snow coming up the sky today. No surprises. So.
And that's a good day. That's a good day in Michigan, then.
Yeah. So, now, you do know we're going to be all off in your business today, right? Because that's what we do.
I'm sure.
Okay. So be ready. But one thing we are going to do is we're going to talk about those books that you got.
Okay.
So while you, you know, prepare yourself and get everything ready, because like I said, I got some questions. We vibe out with independent artists. So what genre song would you like to hear so we can get you ready for your interview?
I have no specific music. Whatever you like to play is fine for me.
Okay, so let's see. What can I?
What I am an R&B girl, so if you want to play some R&B, that's nice.
R&B. Okay, let's see. R&B. Let's see where we will go today. Take it on a random. And whichever one comes closest. Ooh, that one's not R&B. That's more like R&B pop. But I think we can actually do that one, though. You know what? I think we might take it there. Just to start this off. So, this first track here is by Superstar K himself. One of the first artists to, you know, deal with the show. Over 2 years ago, you know, and we know we'd like to show him much love and support. Just no different than we do all the artists, you know, but each artist that has sent in their music, each artist has a different story and on how we met. Because, again, I've talked to pretty much every artist, if not interviewed every last one of them. And I know I got a lot of songs on her. So what we're going to do is this one here is called Want More Love, and tell me how you like it when we come back.
This is
Superstar
K,
and you tuned in to the R&R Show Live, home of the hottest indie artist playlist. Let's get it.
On me, I see you're afraid to love me now. With all the things believed, it's made your past so ugly now. We can't be friends. Give me your hand, your love again. Just show me how this doesn't end. I'm here again. You want forever.
We go through emotions till the energy's up. I give you all my time till I'm not giving enough. If I could take my heart.
Make it easy for your hard day.
gotta learn to feel again. We gon' do it our way. Put myself all over you. Wrap you up in star K. Want more, you ain't gotta come for. It's already done for. Even drop an encore. You've been on a hunt for somebody to make you feel differently. 2020 vision is a different me. Yeah, yeah.
Me see you up here. See me up with your way.
And that was Superstar K, One More Love. This is Relax and Relate Show. I do apologize about that. Sweet silence right there. Again, I am Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolo, if you know me. If y'all like that song, make sure you go add to your playlist. That's what we do, support all the artists. And tonight, we're supporting a different type of artist by the name of Miss Latoya Brown. Publisher, author of several great books. So, and when I say several, I mean they selling too, you know. So, Miss Graham.
Yes, sir.
How did you like that song?
I think it was okay for R&B pop song. I think they did quite well.
Okay.
I'll give it like an 8.
Okay. Not bad. Okay, so first, let's just go ahead and get this one here out the way. My worst nightmare, life with a predator. How did that come about?
So in this book, I speak about the fact that my kid's father is a predator. So in a time of my life, my children's father, as I was raising my children, had neglected his children. And I had to take my kid's father to court to take his rights away. So in this time of my life, God took me on a journey to being a victim into a survivor, just being able to walk with God on this, because everybody is not a survivor from this. I'm just thankful to be able to survive. So on the fact of me being a victim at the time in this situation, I wrote poetry on different situations about this subject, which will help other women like myself, other men, because this is not a thing of a gender. This is more like a spiritual thing. So a person that is possessed more or less will have these situations going on in their life. So it can be of any gender. So that's what I speak about in this book.
Okay. So this is nonfiction.
No, it's not nonfiction at all.
Okay.
So all my stories are true. I'm the person that tells the stories that people don't want to talk about, pretty much.
Okay. So, now, with that book, was that something that you just, like, were able to just sit down and write it out, or was it something that you maybe took, like, from your diaries, or, you know, like what was the actual work ethic for that book?
Well, in this book, this was a time where I felt like I needed to say what I had to say. And a lot of times in situations like this, you get tired of repeating the same thing over and over. So it was like a process of time of me going through each situation and me writing about it as I was going. Because sometimes it would be like where I would have to like literally like pull over on the side of the road and write it. So this wasn't like something that was already written. These were situations that I was going through at the time, and I would just write it out because it was my therapy. A lot of people have where they can go and see counselors and things like that, and I did go through situations like that, but it just wasn't as beneficial as me being able to write about my situations and being able to get through it as just being able to talk it out pretty much.
Now, while writing the book, which scene actually, like, stuck with you the most? Like, which, out of that book, like, what did you really put emphasis on, especially?
The emphasis that I put on is that this person can have any faith. It could be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, a doctor, a nurse, anyone, a mentor. So it's important for us to really, really protect our children and watch the surroundings that we place them in, even as far as our significant others, because we can have to where this is their parent, but their parent is not equipped to do these things. So my biggest subject was the fact of just protecting our children and watching their surroundings, no matter who they're around.
Okay. That's a nice way to put it. That is an excellent way to put it. So now, when did you actually publish this book?
This book was published in March 2018.
Okay. So it has been out for about 5 years now, I guess.
About 5 years, almost
okay.
Six.
Okay. So now, where are people able to actually find that book?
Well, you can get this book on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. You can get in Book a Million. You can get it at any library in Pontiac area, Pontiac, Michigan, Farmington, Bloomfield Hills, Rochester, Auburn Hills. It's also in Detroit Library. Anywhere on any platform, it's available.
Okay, and then just from me noticing some of the locations that you named. You would be from the Midwest. You'd be from the Pontiac area, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, have you decided to write a book about home, or have you wrote a book about home?
Oh, I haven't wrote a book about home. Many people have wrote books about home, so that hasn't been my biggest subject. But it may be a time where I do take the time to write a book about our city. Might need to be done.
I mean, now watch this. I mean, since everything that you do is true, then how about, you know, might make a documentary, make a live video footage of it, then, or write the book and then get a documentary for it. Just depends on how you would do that. I feel like that would be a good look.
That definitely may be something to definitely consider. I think it's a project that we all could possibly do, you know, gather a few of us and, you know, put our heads together. Yeah, it could possibly be done.
Right. Okay. So, now, how long have you been a published author?
I've been a published author since 2018, so it's almost 6 years. And also, I've been a publisher myself, to publish for others for just that long. The reason why I became a publisher is because people didn't want to write my story. So in order for me to be able to put out the work that I wanted to put out, I became a publisher myself.
Okay. So How long had you really, been aspiring to be an author or to write a book?
Well, I was always wrote when I was younger. But, you know, as life goes on, you kind of get away from things like that because we go out to make money. So I became a nurse. And then about when I turned 30, then I started to really get back into writing. And then I became a publisher. So I would say forever. But, you know, you're trying to get away from it because, you know, you go to the things that you want to make that dollar. But God just brought me back to my passion and what I really love.
Okay. So now, and what was the name of that book again? I have a few people asking for the name of the book.
My Worst Nightmare, Life with the Predator.
My Worst Nightmare. Yep. That book right there is probably a book a lot of parents need to read. Well, probably just anyone, you know, because you
any
know,
parent, I think any like, parent, any child, yeah, parents, any school anyone. Teacher, yeah. I think it can help teachers and schools, principals. You know, a lot of people it could be very beneficial for, especially with a child that they may have, that they have to deal with, like, mentors and things like that they don't know much about, and, you know, just not knowing about the situation at all. It can be very beneficial for many people.
Okay. So, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to move on to the next one. And this one's going to be He Was Always Broken. So when did you publish that one?
This one was published in 2021 in March. My month, I usually publish a book every birthday, every time I have a birthday. So this was March 2021.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take us a quick little song break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right on back into it. Y'all, we're with Miss Latoya Graham. And this next song we finna jam is by Big Bag Brick. The name of this song is called You and I. And we'll be right back on the Relaxing Relation.
I was working on forgiving, they hope and prayed I gave up. How they mad I own the ceiling, soon as top gon' pay up. I was labeled like a villain, cause the heroes made up. No shortcut or a detour when the struggle made up. Was a blessing and a lesson, see the thousands come up. All I wanted was a mask to see these blessings add up. They don't talk about me after how we deft and made up. But no matter how it's coming, what's for us gon' be for us. Pay the mind if it ain't dollars, this success gon' keep a father. Out of mud and through the mixtures, through the trenches, out of conquer. One shot and then a drop. So they hate to see a doctor. When a game without a father, I guess it turns into a monster. When it coming for was mine, so I don't owe a nigga shit. Made the same one seem to hate me, I was trying to give a split. Give a rope, they cut it short. Said he asking for a short. Fake lines, I let him snort. I'm in the shit like it's a sport.
Damn. So many times, I mean so many times, I done gave people my loyalty, my honor. I done been a brother, uncle, nephew, all types of shit to niggas. Niggas don't do shit but turn on you. Fake ass shit. You know how I go, I don't need no validation for that though.
And it's funny how you come up when you was just broke, doing sad and trying to run up. Like I can make it rapping, but I'd rather hold a gun up. So nigga ever tried me, be the reason he won't run up. Screaming, these nigga barely breathing, need to shut up. Dreaming, when I was barely eating, now I'm gleaming without a reason. Got me beefing with my demons, fucking city need a reason. Only with you for a season, hate but they gon' keep on speaking. No likes but ain't deleting, ain't no limit to my minutes. Remember praying for a minute, or a second with a million. Money made them wanna listen, have a dream to live in larger, manifesting my decisions. Praying for the vision, cause the cancer took the vision. Me and Loyal made a smarter me, letdowns made a harder me. No sense of being mad when the man ain't wanna follow me. And even though God made this story, I'm the only one to author me. Persistent when it's money, but when I'm broke, they won't even bother me. Hey,
fuck who won't acknowledge me. They only blocking me from a humble me. They thought it tumble me, maybe crumble me. I'm the bricks they never thought I'd be. Pain what made a stronger me. Now they know, ain't no fucking harm in me. That's part of the game when you great, Lane. Hate it, but I'ma keep on focusing on this big bag. Not the little one. Remember that.
Big bad, not the little. You heard me? Hey, Big Bad Bricks, he out there where you at right now. Mr. Graham, he is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. That song right there actually came from the coast. So shout out to Big Bad Bricks out there. And who is that? Let's Talk Nikki Radio. Shout her out also. You know, this is the Relax and Relate Show. We live on IFM Radio Nation. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Y'all know the rest. You know how it goes. So, you know. But, yeah, that was You and I. So how do you feel about that song right there?
I think that was pretty good, too. I liked it that. I'm going to give it a, I'll give him a 9.
Okay, okay. There we go. We'll take that. We'll take that. Add that to the scorecard. Big Bad Bricks with a 9. Superstar Crazy with an 8. Okay, so he was always broken, which is another piece of art of yours. Now, with that book, what can a reader look forward to once they crack the cover?
Okay, this is a book that I stumbled upon many men. God brought many men into my life because after he was my worst nightmare, I didn't want another broken man in my life. So I told God I didn't want another broken man, and then he started bringing all these men into my life with dysfunctions and, you know, problems, and, you know, some had situations that they made it through, some didn't, just actually just showing me that we all are broken from our own situations, and we are built from our brokenness. So every person has a piece of brokenness. It's just depending on what God has built in them to create what he's created. That's what I am talking about in this book.
Okay. So, it sounds like you have come across a lot of different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, within that, is there any type of advice for the man within that book?
Yes, it's many, many pieces of advice. It's like, it's also speaking about the fact that our men are not always created to be what they want to be or what the world wants them to be. At times, y'all are not even ready to be that. You don't have a chance for someone to teach you or give you that position that they say you're supposed to be a protector. Who said that you wanted to be? Who said you wanted to be a provider? Who said that you wanted to be the head of the household? So a lot of times men are not equipped with these things in their household because their people that are growing, I mean, that are raising them, can't give it to them as well. So a lot of y'all are adapting to just living in situations and just learning as you go. So when you become a father and things like that, it's situations you're not ready for those things. So it also gives you a chance to be able to be vulnerable as a man. Y'all deserve that as well as women do. It speaks about a lot of that as well.
Okay. So now, when you say things of that nature, I mean, I understand certain things about it, I guess. Because, I mean, a person actually you have to actually put forth the ability to want to learn something else. to learn how to do a different craft or do a different situation or to know what's over there. You have to actually put forth that ability. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, like you said, people, I mean, you only know what you're taught. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you never leave this side of town, then you don't really know what's on the other side of town. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you never took trips as a kid, you know, then most likely as an adult, you may not want to take those trips. You're going to want to kind of stay put like where you are, you know. So you actually have to put forth to want to be that different person. And a lot of times, I'm not going to say that people, me myself, this is me in my opinion, I'm not going to say that the man is really broken. I'm going to just say it's just more of, let's say, just don't know certain things, just wasn't taught certain things, you know. So because a lot of times there wasn't a male figure in a lot of men's lives, you know. So it's like, how do you learn to be that gentleman if there's not a gentleman present?
That's right. Because the same thing for women, though, too, like, you know, we have our same situations as well. And I wouldn't say, as you say, brokenness, you know, or broken, but we just don't have it. We're not able to be taught it, or someone that was teaching wasn't able to teach that because they never learned. So I think it's for both of us, you know. I definitely think it's for both.
Right.
Sometimes it's just more detrimental to the man.
And they may not know how to cook.
You...
All right. Let's keep it real.
That's the truth.
Keep it real. So,
in many situations,
you know,
it can be detrimental for both.
You ain't got any kitchen, you know how to cook?
Yes, I could cook. I could cook. Can you cook?
Mm-mm, I can't cook. I'm going to tell you right now, I can't cook. I'm going to tell you right now. No, I can't cook. I can cook.
At least
you was. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not that I hung around in the kitchen, but I was just eating stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because where I'm from.
You wanted to learn, though, right?
I wasn't in the kitchen to learn. I was in the kitchen to eat. I was outside learning. My sister
was talking
in
the about
kitchen.
In this time now, because we were talking about, you know, gaining that knowledge that you may need.
Oh,
are
yeah,
you willing
yeah.
to learn that?
Yeah, I can do that now for the simple fact that I know how to read and I know how to follow directions. You know what I'm saying? So
you're going
to
read the recipe book.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I got to know what type of ingredients I need for what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? I might not follow that recipe, but I know I got the right ingredients. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my own little thing and taste test along the way. You know?
Okay.
But yeah, because some of those recipes be a little bland. Maybe for the other side of the hand. But, you
okay,
know.
You got to add a little Rolo to it.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, I mean, I'm always willing to learn something new, me, myself, you know. So to be adventurous is a good thing, I guess, when you're trying to learn something, you know.
It is. Knowledge is power. That's what it's about.
Okay, so now, give me two little snippets out the book where you gave the man advice, you know, on how to do something.
Okay, let me get
with your bedroom.
Let me grab some. Let me play. Okay. Isaiah 26:3-4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal.
Okay.
And then let me see, that's one.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. But what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship call life have with darkness? That's 2:4.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that. With that being said, and all the people that you have come across, now describe the guy that would catch your eye.
Heaven sent. Okay. Okay, so the guy that would catch my eye,
okay,
he would have to love God more than me, because if he loves God, he definitely will love me. And preferably, he's going to be able to deal with the woman that I am. When God sends you a man, he is already equipped to have the things that a woman may need. So because I am a publisher and I love to travel and I love to market and entrepreneurship, and I'm an advertiser and all of those things like that, he'll be able to deal with me being able to move and enjoying what I do instead of being upset with me when I go out to work. He would accept the things that I do because he's already equipped and made for that, because he's going to be just as busy as me. So anybody that loves God more than me catches my eye, definitely.
Okay. Okay. So now let's talk about the physical bill, because something has to be there in order for you to speak to a person. I mean, sometimes conversations happen naturally. You know, sometimes you just bump into somebody and something happens, and, you know, you just start talking. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
my physical would be my blessing.
What would be your who?
When a person can grab your mind,
okay,
and be able to keep your attention and be able to give you, I want somebody to teach me.
Okay.
So my physical would be to grab my mental. If you can keep my attention and you can teach me, I might just follow you. Sometimes people feel like the physical should be a touch. Anybody can touch you the right way. But if you could touch a woman's mind, you could touch any part of her body. No.
Understood.
Build me up in the mind. Show me how to go get that bag, okay?
Not little.
Go get that bag. Teach me how to go get that bag, baby.
All right. So,
y'all here getting the bag. Now you got to teach me how to get the bag back. You know, I'm already doing one thing, so you got to teach me how to keep the bag, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and just step into my fantasy.
Okay. So step into my fantasy.
Thank you, Oh, no, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm okay. All for this.
Look at how
I seen the cover art. You know, so for anybody who's seen the flyer, you know, they've seen the cover art. So, you know, that in itself, like they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So.
It definitely is. So Step Into My Fantasy is an erotic novel that I wrote with an author named Mona Tyler. This is a sex silhouette fantasy book. So it is fiction, more or less. So in this book, I speak about different scenes that this man and this woman had, and an encounter of him disappearing and him having a different way of life. So this is going to be a 3-part book. So this is just the first one. So this is the side of her way of seeing the man and the way he would treat her and the way that he would come and see her and things like that. But in the other book, it's going to speak about how he had a different life. So in this one, they have a fantasy life together where he disappears on, you know, whenever he likes and he comes back. And then in the other book, you'll be able to get as to why he's disappearing. But it's a good book.
Okay. I like that little snippy right there. And, you know, I'm going to have a few little questions, you know. So since we got that type of book, maybe you find a song for that. Mm-hmm. Let me see. You know what? I got a nice song for that.
Okay.
This one right here is by KDZ. Name of this song is Just a Taste. And we'll be right back.
My phone up like, bro, we gotta move if you into. I had to tell them for sure. Got a new fit for the venue. Just send me the Addy, I'll come through. I might call a baddie to come through. Don't wanna bring sense to the beach. Don't matter cause she gon' pull some too. Matter of fact, she gon' go call out some friends. We going up, you can call it a skit. We gon' pull up with the drip once again. And when they pull up, they hop out, they all dance. Oh, yeah. Now we arrive, you gotta know that the limit is sky. No sense in hating on me, I'm that guy. Ain't like it's your birthday, it's not a surprise. I'm moving how I'm moving for a reason. She extra bad, I might consider leaving. She asking, I'ma give her what she needin'. You can play that game, I see you cheating.
We going up, we competing, then I'm hopping on the road. Got blue faces in my pocket, tell me where you tryna go. See my partners, we get plenty women, and they know the code. Taking chances the way that she's shaking me and her gon' roll. Yeah, yeah, it's a movie. Pull up at the spot, get to it. Baddies on me, now they choosing. Tell me what you want, let's do it. I've been moving with the stick just in case. Best night of her life is just a taste. Basically, I have been on it. You gotta know that she want she it. Do. Told me she never met somebody like me. I'm guessing we got that in common. Everyone pull up their glasses. If you didn't show up, you average. So now we go up. She want me to club, but it's not the time for attachment. I got time if you wanna get away. So much drip, now you wanna get a taste. We can't make moves if you really tryna vibe. At the crib, under covers, like a spy. I'm moving how I'm moving for a reason. She extra bad, I might consider leaving. She asking, I'ma give her what she needs. You can play that game, I see you too.
We going up, we competing, then I'm hopping on the road. Got blue faces in my pocket, tell me where you tryna go. See my partners, we get plenty women, and they know the code. Taking chances the way that she's shaking me and her gon' roll. If I get to it, baddies on me now they choosing. Tell me what you want, let's do it. Yeah, I've been moving with the stick just in case. Best night of a life, this just a taste. We been going up since we came to the spot. Rock with me and I can take you to the top. I know that you probably heard it a lot, but still you keep on telling me don't ever stop. Girl, you're the best, and I'm a savage. We can try to make it home, or get in traffic. I'm not trying to aim you, all the things we can do. And the big part of it, oh,
we going up, we competing, then I'm hopping on the road. Got blue faces in my pocket, tell me where you tryna go. See my partners, we get plenty women, and they know the code. Taking chances the way that she's shaking me and her gon' roll. Yeah, yeah, it's a movie. Pull up at the spot, get to it. Baddies on me, now they choosing. Tell me what you want, let's do it. I've been moving with the stick just in case. Best night of a life, this just a taste.
Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, man. This your boy Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolo, if you know me. And this is the Relax and Relay Show, man. We live on IFM Radio Nation. And that was KDZ, Just a Taste. Ms. Graham, how did you feel about that song? Uh-oh, did we lose you?
I'm coming back. Okay, so that was, I'll give that one an 8.
Okay.
That was pretty good, though. I like it. I don't know.
Okay. KDZ with 8. We'll take that. Okay, so since that name of that song was Just a Taste, you got to give me just a taste of this book that you was just describing before we went to this song. now, this erotic book that you got, When did you publish this?
Okay, this book was published 11/11/22.
Okay, okay. So this just recently was published.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have that book in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do me a favor. I want you to read third paragraph on page 69.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say read the back of the book on 69.
I want you to read the third paragraph. I want to see how erotic this novel is.
You're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you got some page and things. Okay, all right. Okay. Close your eyes. Breathe deep. Exhale slowly. Imagine only me and you in the room. Breathe, touch me softly. Grip my neck. Rub your hands down my titties protruding through my shirt. Feel me exhale deeply. Lift my shirt. Run your tongue down my stomach, touching the sweet taste of my skin candy. Putting your hands in my pants, rubbing what you know is yours. Feeling the wet sensation, feeling your hands on daddy at attention. Breathe deep, exhale slowly, placing your fingers in my mouth, then in mine. So I taste myself from here, so I taste you. Licking my lips, climbing on top of you, opening my pants. Breathing, licking the tip of your, I don't know if I can say that on live.
Yes, I'm saying.
Oh, okay, breathe. Breathe, licking the tip of your dick slowly as I play with you at the wall. Soft stroking your dick, sliding my mouth over your full manhood. Exhale, moaning, daddy, I move. Faster, grabbing the seat. Holding my head, saying my name, loving your taste as I swallow. Breathe deep, hot sex defined by my insides. Emotions, affections fill the room, exhale. Silk sheets that touch my skin. Warm sensations of your body rubbing so vividly against mine. Breathe, loving every taste you kiss and you give. Slowly chilling my entire body like an invading snake. In a forbidding ground, exhale, sipping momentarily from my fountain of passion. My body shakes as you relieve your stress from the day. I'm on repeatedly holding my legs tightly back, arched circles. As I am my quick fingers set on my G-spot, letting go. Breathe deep, knowing I miss the warm sensation you give my whole body, exhale. And my pussy gets wet when you touch me. Breathe, how you kiss makes me melt. Hearing soft moan like I dream of it. Exhale, softly. Poem.
There you go. There you go. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's a nice little poem right there. And so that book right there, Step Into My Fantasy, that's going to have a lot of different poems in it, pretty much?
Yeah, it has a few poems, and then it goes into different things that's like going out to the club and different stuff like that. So, yeah, it's like a little movie.
Okay. Good. So that page right there within itself was very exciting.
Well, thank you. They say sell, sell, sell.
That's what they say, you know. So hey, it's only weird if it doesn't work.
That's right.
So now with just that book itself, how well is that one going for you?
Well, that is one of my bestsellers. And I am gold in the category, and I have sold, I think that just since it came out, I sold the most copies this year on that book. So it's doing the best right now.
Okay. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So let me see. Now the one that one that you read, would that happen to be yours or would that one have been hers?
Okay, I'm gonna just tell the truth. So I am Mona Tyler. A lot of people don't know that, but I am the author. It is me. So it's kind of like a thing.
Okay. Okay.
So she's me. I'm her. She's it.
Oh, so you have an alter ego.
I guess you could say so. Probably an alter ego. Just the other, another side of self, as I would say. I wouldn't call it an alter ego.
Okay. Now, what was your favorite part of writing this book?
The scenes with my homegirls. The thing that I talked about where we was in a club and we was having a drink and my homegirl was across the bar trying to holler at this guy and he didn't look that good and I had to distract the man so she could get away. But we only wanted a drink, so that was all that was about. So that's like my funniest part in the book.
Okay, okay. Excellent. Now, so what was your least favorite part?
I don't have any least parts in my books that I don't like. I like everything about them.
Okay, okay.
Maybe when he kept leaving, I guess I'll say that. He didn't stay around long. He would always disappear. So I would think that would be the part that I didn't like. That's about it.
Okay. So now, let's kind of jump to your publishing side because you're a publisher also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what makes a book a good read?
The cover, because if you can't get a person to look at the cover and buy the book, you'll never get a person to read it. So it's always about the back of the book on when you're giving a description as to what you think about how the book is going to be coming out or whatever is going to be going on in the book. I think that's the best thing to grab the eye, and also your art, because if a person can't, if the art doesn't grab the eye, it's not going to grab the person.
Okay. Okay. So now along your journey of writing, like what was, I guess, like, the most surprising thing that you had to learn about yourself while creating?
To be authentic. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about what you write about, because everybody has their own opinion. Some people will love it and some people will hate it. But as long as you're yourself and you're authentic, who can tell you who you are? It doesn't really matter. Just be yourself.
Okay. Okay. So now, do you, like how often do you get the feedback from the people who've read your book? What type of feedback are they giving?
I have a lot of people say that they love my work because I do short stories and straight to the point. I have people say they couldn't put the book down. It was amazing. Keep writing, girl, because you can never write enough. Everybody likes the fact that I write scene stories, so my stories spin off of each other, so it's like I'm telling a series. Hopefully one day I will have one of my own. But they just really think, I really haven't had any bad complaints about my work. For the people that read it, they really do love my work.
So now, do you Do you create children books?
Yes, I do. I'm working on children's books now. Coloring books and things like that. So, yes, I do. Actually, I'm getting ready to give, so if anybody is interested, I'm getting ready to give a chance for a child to write a book. So I'm going to give a competition where they give me short stories, and I'm going to pick a child, and I'm going to publish their work for them to build generational wealth. So if anybody is interested, I will be giving my email, and you can send information for your children through the email, and we're going to pick a child to publish a book, two kids to publish books for them, to show them and their parents how to build generational wealth for them at a young age.
Okay. So for all the listeners out there, then go ahead and give me your email.
The email is Beyond Me Publishing 2018 at gmail.com.
Okay, so Beyond Me Publishing 2018
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if they want to see your Instagram or your Facebook or your Snapchat, do you have any of that?
Yes, I do. My Facebook is Toya Graham. I'm on Instagram as Lady Got It Made. I'm on TikTok as My Cover Star. I'm on Clubhouse as Queen G. I'm on Wisdom as at G Queen. I'm on Alignable as Latoya Graham. I can go on forever.
Okay. 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 So, hey, just Google you then. They'll figure
Please
out
Google want. Me, y'all.
Figure it out. Okay.
Google Latoya Graham.
Now, as a child, is this something that you always wanted to do growing up, or is this something that just came to you?
Well, this wasn't something I wanted to do when I was a kid. You know how some kids, we have dreams. I never was a child that really had dreams. When I was growing up, it was about making that money. So whatever made you money is the career that you should be picking. So I was a nurse for a long period of time in my life. So, but I really, really loved to write when I was a kid. So I would just say that God brought me back to my passion after I got into a car accident in 2016. And I became a publisher. So I love my job, though. I really enjoy what I do, and I love being an author. So I would say that my dreams came true when I turned 30. I really found my purpose. I guess that's when you actually find out what you want to be.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we got here. We got another track. We're finna light it up one more time. Mm-hmm. Because we got one more book to go for you. Mm-hmm. And let me see. I'm trying to see if I, you know what? So the next book, so just give everybody a heads up, you know, is, to me, I'm trying to, I really want to kind of figure out what this one's about. Because this one here is called My Diary, 167 Days in Hell. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I know there's some stories to tell behind that. So, let me see, where we going to go with this one? Okay, I'll go with Miss Alexis Spenley. Name of this song here is All Me. And we'll be back on the Relax and Relay Show.
Hey. Been in my back kinda heavy, was so pretty kinda sexy. Never let a nigga stress me, I be counting all my blessings. Count it up, wash, rinse, and repeat. 7 days out the week, I ain't even at my peak. Flexing all my me time, left out thought you behind. Mimosa and red wine, turns up lit with all my girls. That card it don't decline, levels you ain't on mine. Know that pause and rewind. Rewind.
budget. You see, you can't afford to touch it. You don't make enough to judge me. I be fucking up some commas. Self-paid, self-made. I'm the number one seller. Put respect up on my name. Flexing all my me time. Left out twice, you behind. Mimosa and red wine. Hands up, lift up, I'm a girl. Black parties don't decline. Levels, you ain't on mine. Know that pause and rewind.
All right, all right, all right. That right there was Alexis Finley. Oh, me. I want to say, I know it's Texas. I don't want to say Dallas. I want to say more of the Houston area, maybe Dallas, Houston, something. But, yeah, so y'all make sure y'all go add that to your playlist, man. This is the Relax and Relate Show, man. We live on IFM Radio Nation, and we speaking with Miss LaToya Graham, publisher and author. You know, and we're going to get into this last book she got right here, My Diary, 167 Days in Hell. So what happens when life gives you lemons?
So when life gives you lemons, you make it easier to swallow, better to drink. This way, trust me, it's life. Things are added unto you like ice and sugar to lemonade. That makes it taste better. That's how God is in times in your life. When adding things onto you, it totally changes you. The person you used to be, your spirit, your faith, your surroundings. Why? I choose to use lemons as a term I'm giving. It's because situations aren't always sweet. Sometimes sour situations can make things taste bitter or better, depending on how you take it or how you see it. Matthew 6:33, but ye seek the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be given unto you. That's where I'm going to stop. You want me to keep on going?
That answer is good enough for me.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. So, now these, now is this one here the pages of your diary?
Yeah, this is the pages of my diary. So, this is the pages of my diary with a man after he was always broken, been stuck around longer than he should. So, this was like a repeated cycle over 6 years. Of different situations that we went through in, like, relationships and having a covenant together. You know, situationships, as they call it, as they say, is complicated, I guess. So this man had a girlfriend, a fiance, and a soon-to-be wife, and 6 kids. So at this time, so we went through a transition in our life as to where I would give him good advice and things like that, and we would walk through different situations with each other. And then later on, he got married. So then things got a little more serious. So in time, I would say it was a lot of spiritual warfare and a lot of witchcraft and things that went on in this situation that kept us in a strong tie, what they call soul ties. So I speak about different situations, how he continued to come, even though he wanted to marry this woman, but he still returned back to me over and over until I told this story, and then he stopped coming. Oh, it's a wonderful read, though, y'all. Great experience in my life.
Okay. Well, So it sounds like every book that we mentioned today, you got a story to tell, and each and every last one of them.
Yes, I do.
So when do you plan on coming out with your next creation?
I just did. So I dropped the book February 28th, 2023. It's called She Was Always Broken. It is on all platforms. It's going to be great, y'all. So this is a time that I tell about myself. Usually in stories, I get to talk about everybody else, and I talk about situations of me helping people or pulling people through. But this time, I'm coming for myself. So I tell a story of my life from today all the way back to my past, on my shortcomings and the things that I went through that brought me to be this great creation that God was trying to create, a time of all these situations that I went through in all of these books. So then I get to tell people who I am, who I became after my trauma, and who God was creating in the midst.
That's right. That's very, very different.
You know, people don't tell stories about themselves, but, you know, when you have testimony, God allows you to give testimony to people to pull other people through their situations. And I feel like She Was Always Broken she was supposed to be a book like He Was Always Broken, where I spoke to multiple women. But I came to find out that I was the multiple women. At times, we have seasons, reasons, and lessons of our lives. So all of our lifetimes that we have are different seasons of other women. So me using myself and all the situations that I've been through, it's just millions of women of having situations just like me, just not knowing who is who. But, you know, we pull people through by telling our truth. So that's what I chose to do this time.
Okay. Well, hey, so it sounds like it's going to be plenty of moves being made, a lot of success, and a lot of traveling that you're going to be doing soon.
Yes, I am actually on tour as we speak. So I've done North Carolina. I'm in South Carolina. I'm getting ready to go to Florida, Atlanta. I'm going to Arizona, going to Texas, and more and more. I've got to keep adding on, but that's all I got for right now, y'all.
Okay.
In Las Vegas.
Okay, so is there any advice you want to leave the future writers or someone who might have a writer's block or someone who's just, you know, just starting off or don't know what they want to do?
I would say to trust in your pen. At times we second guess ourselves and we stay at a standstill because we worry about what other people have to say or what somebody else is going to think. Whatever your story is, it's meant to be told. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how you feel like it's so unaccepting or people won't accept you. God already has accepted you and he has already approved you. So just write. You know, don't worry about what everybody say. And give your testimony because you'll see save millions of people. You never know who you may save. And you'll have millions of people come and tell you how they are so blessed to be able to hear your story. And be yourself and share because that's the point of what God is creating in all of us. Everybody has a story. Just tell your own.
All right. Sounds good to me. That's some news you can use right there, I promise.
You're so funny.
But let's see here. We're going to go ahead and drop into another song real quick. And then we will let you go because we ain't going to take up all your time because, you know, we live for some time over here. So, yeah, we ain't going to take up all your time. But we will take up a little bit more.
Wait, a little bit ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. All right, so we'll be right back on the Relax and Relate show. That's all you bring.
This is Relax and Relate.
I can relate to that.
Home of the Hot Indie Artist Playlist on IFM Radio with Canada's Illest.
Canada's Illest.
EJR Double. Relax and Relate every Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Don't miss it!
Hey, yo, foreigner, you crazy for this one?
I was cruising down the street in my, what is that one? Big clock with the color band, what is that one? The boys in my hood will make sure you keep a weapon. Old heads preaching to you, drinking to 11. Cut me off when I sold the sister opiates. Ain't me withdrawing, but she had a Ben Franklin. White purple wilds out the hood, say I'm heaven sick. I just did the ham, I just told you how dumb he is. I can see the filter, I'm revelation. Only like the white dead faces, I got some races. I got a perk for you, now come and take it. Call you, ain't hit the 7-4, I'm about to pay. Hybrid ass with the hurricane, I'm missing flavors. Ain't even cap on the weed, you never taste it. He slide down my throat like a fire. Yo man, he be capping your lie, he lie. We got Drake's too, I dare you try it. Put your all name in your song, you tell it. That's the type of shit that'll make you a felon. Wake up, it's the first of the month. Loading up my 41, sparking my blood. Tryna make it 50 before I make it to lunch. Damn, little mama got some junk in the trunk. I like big bus and I can't deny. I be racing to your body, baby, I drink and drive. I was just a fiend. Remember I was missing Percocet with the codeine. It was on the dream. We was reading PSI, never had magazine. I never judge another man, I'm not Maybelline. Put the dog a bitch like Jackson did Billie Jean.
I'm not afraid to
right, all right, all right. We are now back live on the Relax and Relate Show on IFM Radio Nation. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. You know what I'm saying? And we've been speaking with Ms. Latoya Graham herself. We've had a great show with her, you know. And so before we let you go, just go ahead and let the people know where they can find you again, just in case they missed it the first time.
Okay, so y'all can find me on Facebook as Toya Graham, on Clubhouse as Queen G, on TikTok as My Cover Stars, on Instagram as Lady Got It Made, Wisdom is at G Queen, and Alignable Latoya Graham. And on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's Book A Million, Book Depository, Libraries, Pontiac's, Farmington, Rochester, Auburn Hills, Bloomfield Hills, Detroit, and so on.
Okay. A lot of places to find her, so y'all make sure y'all find her.
And Google Latoya Graham.
Google her. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Again, thank you for letting us be in your business a little bit and figure out exactly what you got going on. And we will keep our eyes on you so we can always figure out where you're at and what you
thank
got
you
going
so,
we can let the people know.
I appreciate you for having me, King. Thank you.
No problem, no problem, no problem. Now, you're more than welcome to sit around with us and chime in on the conversation and jam out with us also. So, hey, it's completely up to you. And, again, hey, the call lines are open, so y'all make sure y'all give us a call, 515-605-9898. If y'all got anything to say, or request a song for those who are out there listening on a normal basis. So shout y'all out. Thank y'all for listening. Always, always, always. But we ain't going nowhere. So this next track right here, man, we're going to jump right back into it, man. This is Chesney Clair, Distracted, and we'll be right back.
I ain't never been the type to get drunk on a weekend, because I don't really even like the way it makes me feel, and never spend my screen time. Hey, people need me time. Blowing off my closest friends, tell myself got good intentions, but I keep wondering why I'm looking in the mirror, don't see eye to eye with myself anymore. I gotta keep myself distracted. Tonight. I just don't know what to say. I know I need help. I keep this to myself, cause it feels wrong to say I'm not okay. I gotta keep myself distracted. Doing things I've never done. Looking down and looking up. Something to keep my feelings positive. Trying things to get me numb. I just don't have the heart to love. You say there's a conversation to be had, but I don't wanna hear it, push it back. I just keep myself distracted. Things I've never done, looking down and looking up, just trying to keep my feelings positive. Trying things to get me numb, just don't have the heart to love. You say there's a conversation to be had, but I don't wanna hear it, push it back. I just keep myself distracted.
Right, that right there was Chesney Clair, Distracted. So, now y'all make sure y'all go check her out. We was able to do an interview with her also, so y'all more than welcome to go and check out that previous interview as well. You can find everything on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, TuneIn Radio. You know, for the overseas listeners, you know, we've got South African Radio. You can find us there, too. And for those who need it translated, it's on iVox, so you can get it there, too. So there's a few places that you can find us as well. We like Ms. Graham. We go on places. So how did you feel about that song right there, Ms. Graham?
I think she did like a 9. I liked that song. You don't even let me number the other ones. I thought the other two was 9, too. I liked the Lexus song, too.
Okay. That was Hunter McNally with Silver Lining. And then that was Moneybound JC with Block Party.
Okay, I'm about to add them to my playlist. I liked it, though.
Okay. So, since you're here, you know, why not? Why not? So, I'm going to play someone from your side of town.
Yay!
So, we'll be right back.
What's good? It's GGB BJ rapping east side of Pontiac, and I'm in the mix with Relax and Relay Show on IFM Radio.
I don't make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Where it's hard at the bottom. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Told my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother logic. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Told my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother logic. I'ma tell you about my life, nigga. Yeah, I'm stuck up in the play. Where niggas killing every day, I ain't got time to play. Trying to move my mom out of state, and she ain't never missing on my place. Nah, nah, nah. Lately I've been feeling kinda strange, but I'm still grinding hard at my pace. Yeah, these niggas cannot take me on my lane. I'm the same, swear that I'd never change. Nah, nah. I know I can't go back to my old ways. I was young shooting dice up in the hallways. Broad day, old man, it set you up for a blue face. Close case, but everybody rich, what they all claim. Yeah, that's what they all claim. But everybody real. But everybody. But everybody rich, what they all claim. Yeah. Y'all claim everybody real. Everybody. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Told my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother logic. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Told my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother logic. I can't change my past, I've been working on myself and my craft. I'm running it up every day for them times I was down in my life. And now I don't really got no time to relax. All these thoughts, they just started relaxed. Like a record that keeps playing it back. This shit ain't new to me. I know how to add up some cash. It ain't no school to me. Shawty tryna throw me the ass because I'm safe cheese. Niggas play a fall in the field like ain't no penalties. And I know my time on the way. I know they want me to quit, but I can't. Kelly crush smoker, this a different kind of taste. I'm built for this shit, can give a fuck about it. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Follow my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother loud. Trying to make it to the top, I swear it's hard at the bottom. Follow my fam on my soul that I got him. Rolling up crud, trying to figure out the problem. Pressure in the back, would you know I always mother loud. Yeah.
Right, all right, all right. That right there was Hardway BJ from Pontiac, Michigan himself. Name of that track right there was at the bottom. How do you feel about that, Ms. Graham?
I think he's going to get a 10 just because he's from Pontiac.
There you go. There you go.
No, we're going to give him a 9, so he can get it, though.
Okay. I take that. So watch this. I got one more for you. One more from your side of town. Tell me what you think about this one. Ooh, we'll be right back. We got that fire. That fire, fire, fire. Hey.
Mom, she'll just let me make the beats again.
Mom told you about this side.
And what she said?
It could get ugly.
Yeah. East side. Yeah.
Mom told you about this side.
And what she said?
It could get ugly.
Yeah. Pontiac General, day of the birth of a small city general. To keep it brief, till I was 6 or 7, moved around, never left District 7 on Wall Street, that stops. Now that's a block, stayed at the bottom, but it was pumped at the top. I stopped playing killin' with the Stewarts and Tates, started rolling with them niggas that was moving the weight. Thought I'd take the long way, walking the millers, say what's up to the old heads, hustlers and killers. Then I got bigger and absorbed nothing but game, hung with the young bucks, my A's that did the same. It's not a gang, this is not a gang, we just ride together, we fam, we gon' ride forever. This not a game, it's not a gang, we just ride together, we fam, we gon' ride forever, you know.
Mom told you about this side.
And what she say?
It could get ugly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. East side. Yeah, yeah. And what she say?
It could get ugly.
Yeah, yeah. Raised on the east side, Wall Street, Shirley Park, house next door, Mr. Bay, known to call the cops. What could you do with a bunch of young bucks that run the block? Mob click, only stop when we want to stop. Those were the days, nowadays, things ain't the way that I remember, because the clicking got a little slimmer. A couple niggas got locked, then a couple niggas got dropped, then a couple niggas got popped. Still catch me in the same old streets, still got love for my same old peeps. Both fresh and black, lime misery scheme, S Pound, G Child, and J2G's. Niggas for life. Yeah, I love y'all, and it's money over these bitches, not a bull, y'all. Big props to anybody that I might have forgotten. Them niggas on lock like Trey Mookoop and F. Dot, nigga.
Mom told you about this side.
And what she say?
It could get ugly.
Yeah, yeah. East side. Yeah, yeah. And what she say?
It could get ugly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, R.I.P. Chump, R.I.P. Road Off, R.I.P. Ann Banks, R.I.P. Munn and Tremaine, yeah, R.I.P. Ollie Box, R.I.P. Murder, R.I.P. Bang, nigga, yeah, East side.
Hey, that right there was Arvin Luther King by Banks out of Pontiac. You know what I'm saying? This is the Relax and Relate Show, man. We show love to everybody. How you feel about that one right there?
We gonna give Binks a 10.
Okay, somebody gonna give you a 10.
Somebody gotta get a 10 tonight. We gonna give Binks a 10.
Okay. We'll give it to Binks.
Things like that girl was hating, but it's okay.
Hey,
you gotta
feel like you're and let us know what song we need to play so you can give them a 10. So just call us and let us know. We'll go from there, you know. 515-605-9898. If you got something to say, let us know. We here. We're going to ask you
the smoke. I'm going to request one. And then I'm going to get off. I'm going to request No Smoke by L80M Binks. You got that?
Who do you think we are? You think we the jukebox?
Hey, you might can peel it out.
Well, you know how I do. Because they don't want no smoke, no smoke, no smoke.
They don't want no smoke.
Hey, you know what it is. Your boy, 80. Pub on the track. See you, my dog. Binks, let's get it, my dude. Eastside, nigga.
Ha, ha. Head start to the paper I go. While I blow on this cush. Pussy niggas be hating on the low.
Big dope.
Out of public, be shook. With you, bro. I'ma put you in the pot, nigga, let's cook.
Oh, yeah,
I hit
sir.
You with a jab and the left hook. Now I see you looking mad, that's your best look. I know
yeah.
that I'ma get out and go get it.
Uh-huh.
Got dreads up under my bed.
And
if I send my bitch to go get some bitch, then I know the bitch gon' be with it.
With
I keep it cracking like Whitney, nigga. And I keep the strap right with me, nigga. So if you got screw to come get me, nigga, I bet they all leave on empty, nigga. If you think I'm playing, I break a man. How you niggas thinking I was Uncle Sam? And it ain't easy to be that greasy. But if I gotta do it, nigga, please believe me. To the weekend, right on the floor of the ceiling. And I don't really got a lot of time for preaching. Nothing for the church or the choir or deacon.
I'm
a 3-day trip, don't call me this weekend. Nah, you may not call me this weekend. weekend. Took me and wife to lay up with a freak bitch. Ride them waves up BCC. Gone for days off of the deep dish. Lining them up and I'm into you dummy. So if you want smoke, then I'm into you dummy. Make no mistake, if I get to you homies, I give all my niggas a piece cause we all good.
You don't want no smoke, better go and ask your folks. Don't you take me for a joke, I bring it to your door. I get my wolves to go, you can get it friend of foe. Bitch, I'm the goat, you know the set that I'm repping for. You can't play me like a hoe. Say what?
Say what?
Say who?
Say who?
Shit, nigga, they can get it too.
Uh-huh.
Home, 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 with me,
with me.
Do what you gon' do, cause a nigga ain't soft and I ain't no bitch.
No
and I ain't about to stand here and pop no shit. I'm about that and you ain't about this. Gon' make a nigga knock you up out your shit, nigga, nigga, shit. Untouched when I walk these streets. Everybody know about OGB. Bet not harm their hell my head. Don't step on the toes of these OG streets. Fuck it, one time for the one time. Send my youngest to the block, I have it sounding like a drum line. Brrrrack, cat cack, cat cack. Death to all snakes and rats.
Bang, bang.
All right, that right there was L80 and Binks, No Smoke. So there you go, Ms. Graham. That's the one you wanted.
Thank you.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Say, that's what we do, man. We got all the hot jams. We got all the hot jams. That's what we do. So, like, we're going to make you dance now. So watch this.
Ooh. Ricochet, bitch. Hey, hey. Touch your toe. Do a show. Do a show. Show that ass bitch and what they made it for.
Like to suck my dick on camera.
Eat
a pussy and a ass like a cannibal. Then bend her over, then I fuck her like an animal. I like to take my time with her. I examine her, check out her diameter, then fly her off to Canada. Put her in a place she like the way I handle her. And her ass, yeah, cover a parameter. She on BC, I don't need to get no plan before my bitch. And her clip so sweet, it's like she got some candy on her shit. Got her schedule free, I just might hit Miami with the bitch. She tried to run from the dick with vigilante on her shit. While the neighbors out, and she don't need my cash for shit. She bring her paper out.
chase them haters out. She gon' scam, she gon' strip, and she gon' add it up. Can't tell what type of shit she on, cause she ain't had it up. Plus she talk a lot of shit, cause she can back it up. Man, I need to get my bed out, spank her, shot it bad as fuck.
Niggas get a blue strip and think they chopper or something. I shot a got a flow on him, we think he chopper or something. Fuck you texting about some cutters, you ain't copping or nothing. Quit acting like a bitch, take a bitch shopping or something. Ain't this your bitch in my snap text? Man, all shit. Man, you ain't never seen a midget nigga up dog shit. I'm still Big Nora, better get it correct. You better get with Big T because he come with the best. On my mama, on the Bible, I ain't fucking around. Have to dog your bitch out, take her back to the pound. Real blue strip, nigga, but you fuck with the clowns. Put the purse on the 15 and knock out the sound. Like, let me run that back. Pressure on the 15, little nigga, you better relax. Glock sounding like a firework, you better get back. Heard that nigga take a BB gun, you can't get it back. They knock your ass out and leave you on the curb. Niggas out here drinking NyQuil, it can't afford the purse. They put an 8 inside the Simply Man, that's too much dirt. Could've had your girl on my team, she think you a jerk. Shit, I'm just a flirt. I'm getting off, making a killing just off some dirt. I'm the type to get your man's knocking and rock his shirt. Give a bitch a shoulder, cry on her, then get her turn. Little nigga only tripping off some pills, probably. Gave a bitch some honey packs, she acting like I'm Bill Cosby. If I tell Kitty take your chain, nigga, he'll rob. On the Bible, if I caught a hound, BSG is slime. Tripped off chrome hard game drip, she want a two-man. Got a spirit god off eBay, nigga, who man? Go to truth for DB, niggas know he blue band. Nigga 5'2", shit, I might just have to do hands. Tripped off chrome hard game drip, she want a two-man. Got a spirit God off eBay, nigga, who man? Go to truth for DB, niggas know he blue band. Nigga 5'2", shit, I might just have to do hands.
I'm up and I'ma go, ain't no passing me, no panda brush. She's spitting, lay in love you like a masterpiece. I got my name up on that wall like it's a press release. I'm golly heaven, said just call me Mrs. Lee. Come wash the dishes, I just ate me, run that bag up like relay. Damn, I just pushed that whole button, put that on replay. You over there, and I'm over here. I cannot relate, looking like a bag of money, like I just want a sweet face. In my blood, I give them pressure, quicker, lavish, dying rasta. Sitting perfect on this throne, boss lady pasta. They following my lead, now they own like imposter. Steady with that bag like I got a couple of pasta. Taking selfies, write the cover of a magazine. Yeah, she pretty, and that face ain't got no Maybelline. Hit the stage and I get it, chumping no trampoline. Better get your nigga. He tryna hop on a
team. What?
On fire, kerosene, got locked down, no quarantine. You a rock with a pretty face. Red bottles, no red wings. We the pitching no TV screen. Yeah, I am a lavish queen. Always on that raw shit, jumped off the porch at 15. Okay. Stay on that bougie town, no passing me, better wait line. Man, I'm touching everything, leave a stamp on it, then make it mine. Always standing in the field, won't catch me on no sideline. Will you book me for a show, no backup, I'm headlining. Bring energy when I walk through, better watch who they talking to. Couple doors, I cut loose, don't talk much, just fuck through. Don't need it right, you can see the proof. Leave him hanging like a loose tooth. Don't need it right, you can see the proof. Leave him hanging like a loose. Yeah, I'm going up, ain't got no time to go back down. My level be all the way up, I go round for round. Turned up in the NYC, they want me back in town. Did a show in the A, say like the Detroit sound. Wanna be so high on another planet, they can't stand it. Be coming through, ripping shit up like I'm a crash bandit. And if they timing ain't the same, we leave their ass stranded. Creating the perfect picture, like I just banned it. Who wanna mess with her? Who wanna rumble with? I got these niggas drugging up like they just hit a fist. And I got these hoes running scared, they pleading the fist. Got them talking and watching like they complete a shift. When I step in the room, I make that bitch my runway. I'm like the cherry on top of a perfect sundae. I'm never faking moment coming through them airways. Pass some judging on you haters like it's doomsday. You niggas driving slow while this traffic is moving fast. I cannot roll with no dummies, they all about to crash. Don't need no bullshit in my ear, that's why I keep it manic. Hold on, let me pose for this camera flash. Yeah, I'm going up, ain't got no time to go back down. My level be all the way up, I go round for round. Turned up in the NYC, they want me back in town. Did a show in the A, say like the Detroit sound.
Solo Live on High FM Radio Nation. Ms. Graham, how you feel about those last few songs right there?
I think they was all good. I don't think you played nobody who wasn't good all night. I think they all good.
Okay. So that means, let me see if I can find the bad one then. Let me see. Look, I don't even think I got now one of those.
You finding no bad ones.
I ain't got one, honestly. I don't. They, you know, because, I mean, again, we do listen to everything before we decide to air it, you know. So it does have to pass a strenuous test to make it to the air. So. Yeah,
okay.
A lot of, yeah. So let me see how I want to rock everybody out for the rest of the day, because let's see, it is Wednesday, it is hump day, so take it off one time. Hey.
Girl. I think I found the one, and that's you, girl. I was laying next to you in the bed, never thought that I would ever say this. Staring at your pretty little face, everything about you so amazing. I'm noticing the little things about this girl. Man, I think I'm slipping, I'm falling, ooh. And I can't even help myself, so far the best. So I think that I'm a rest, cause
I think I'm all the one. Give me everything that could ever need from me to start it. Cause you're the one. I don't see, baby girl, I'm telling you my life is incomplete. And I hope that you're the one. Cause I'm ready and I'm willing to make you be my one and only. And I know that you're the one. I wanna settle down with you so the streets don't leave me lonely.
Let me make love to you, girl. I ain't talking about no more. I wanna give it to you, taste your ice cream all night long. Anything you say I'll do for you Take you on shopping spree, push whatever you wish. Give you the finer things, whatever you need. It ain't tricking if you got it. I think you're worth it, cause I know you got me, oh girl, yeah.
Give me everything that could ever need from me to show it. You're the one.
came into my life, dried my weeping eyes, made me feel like I was a blooming rose. Came into my life and spread your light, take your poison into my veins. Yeah, turn my world upside down. To feel so lonely, so I fell under your spell. And time to time, and I believe I was your one and only. And now I feel so bad, cause I knew right from the start, we're not a match made from heaven, we're a match made from hell. And now I feel so bad for letting myself be played, cause in my mind, boy, we were heavenly made. You came into my life, dried my weeping eyes.
T'es venu dans ma vie, t'as erré dans ma ville, on a passé du temps dans villa, on a plané comme avion. Ouais, t'es venu dans ma vie, t'as erré dans ma ville et fait les 400 coups ensemble. Et j'oubliais à ton avis, j't'avais prévenu que j'étais assez joueur et jeu dangereux égale souvent un vainqueur, un adversaire en mode seul pleureur. Faut de fierté pour avouer toutes mes fautes, mais je reconnais mes défauts, je pourrais pas dire que tout est faux, homie.
And Relate Show on IFM Radio Nation. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling If You Know Me. So, how'd you feel about those songs right there, Miss Graham?
I think the one before that was a 10. What was the name of that song? I liked it, that song before this one. And that one, this one, I think, should be an 8. But what was the one before this one?
Okay, so the one before this one was by the artist I Will. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to put that on my phone. I like that. I Will. What was the name of it? I Will what?
Think I Found the One.
Think I Found the One. Okay. I like that.
Okay. He is from Houston, Texas. So let's see. And then the one after that was Miss Jalen McCarty.
Jalen.
J-A-Y-L-E-E-N.
E-E-N.
The name of that song was Cried.
Cried?
Yep.
Okay. Y'all like both of them little things.
And she is from France.
She's from France?
Yep.
Okay, overseas with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Okay, we need to be promoting over there.
Let me see. Matter of fact, that's what we'll do. You know what? I was going to go that way, but let's see, which way should I go? I'm going to tap some of everything tonight. So, looking at the list, I've done bottom part of the map. I've done a little bit of the Midwest. You know what? Let's do a little bit of Chicago. Be right back.
Mm-hmm.
kid in his bed.
Let me pop my shit. Like, when you gon' drop? Like, drop that shit. And I love when she drops. She a thick little bitch. Don't flick my switch, cause I ain't no bitch. Don't talk to the feds, cause I ain't no snitch. Yeah, now she wanna fuck, cause she hurry, we rich. Yeah, now they wanna back, cause they hurry, we lit. Yeah, I gotta get to the money. Fuck up the bag, I be counting the money. Niggas be mad, cause they broke and they bought me. And then they get mad when they see that I'm stunning. Pull on these block and we catching the running. Post with the guys, but you know how we coming. Just keep me on post when you see this, they coming. They take me for granted, I'm running them over. She a little thick, then I'm bending her over. Keeping the way, and she bust like a soda. Don't need your bitch, I got bitches all over. I told my name, now his bitches all over. Cold-hearted nigga just told her it's over. The way she was riding, I call her my rover. She a little free, so I told her come over. She wanna sleep over, but I do not want her. Ballin' on niggas, he get in my way, then I'm crossing them over. I do not lose, bitch, I be my opponent. Can't trust these niggas, that back door is open. That shorty a baddie, little baby, my token. Smoking on dungeons, that shit got me choking. Fuck on that bitch, and she busting it open. This ice on my neck, got a drippin' like water. I'm super legit, I got diamonds all over. This ice on my neck, got a drippin' like water. Ice on my wrist, ain't got no bitch. And they all on my dick, let me pop my shit. Like, when you gon' drop, like, drop that shit. And I love when she drop, she a thick little bitch. Don't flick my switch, cause I ain't no bitch. Don't talk to the feds, cause I ain't no snitch. Yeah, now she wanna fuck, cause she hurry, we rich. Yeah, now they wanna back, cause they hurry, we lit. Yeah. I gotta count on my dividends. My heart had been broken a couple of times, but nigga, it's shit that we can't pretend. I never belittle too many men. Fuck on that bitch, go again and again. Niggas be mad cause they know that I came to win. I take your bitch and put her on a fly and fly out to a place that she never been. Places you thought that I never been. All of this ice on my neck and my wrist is some drip from a place that you never been. High off these drugs, this shit came a habit. This shit really turned to my medicine. It was one night, then she came again and again. She turned to my medicine.
Ice on my wrist, ain't got no bitch. And they all on my dick, let me pop my shit. Like, when you gon' drop, like, drop that shit. And I love when she drops, she a thick little bitch. Don't flick my switch, cause I ain't no bitch. Don't talk to the bitch, cause I ain't no snitch. Yeah, now she wanna fuck, cause she hurry, rich. Yeah, now they wanna back, cause they hurry, rich.
Ice on my wrist, ain't got no bitch. And they all on my dick, let me pop my shit. Like, when you gon' drop, like, drop that shit. And I love when she drops, she a thick little bitch. Don't flick my switch, cause I ain't no bitch. Don't talk to the feds, cause I ain't no snitch. Yeah, now she wanna fuck, cause she hurry, rich. Yeah, now they wanna back, cause they hurry, we lit.
All right, all right, all right, man. Say that right there was Kid Two Times from Chicago. That's where she is from. Name of that song is Pop My Shit. How you feel about that one?
I think she get a 10.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
That was all right.
Okay, okay. Cool, 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 cool.
You in Chicago.
Yep.
Okay, so now I got to see.
So, let me throw one more in there real quick. You know what? Ooh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to change it up like that. Mm-mm. So, what we're going to do is we're going to ride out on this one right here. Shout out to the newborn baby from L80 and Sun Joy. This one here is called Water Me. Boom.
All the things you promised me. solo, solo. What up, homie? Relax and relay. Go. What the city want, what the city get. Yeah, we do it for people without the benefits. It's all power to the people that we represent. Independent music from artists, you haven't heard it yet. Playing all cheers, bringing great vibes. Everyone, pull up a seat, let's have a great time. Eastern clock, Tuesday from 8 to 9. Wednesday, drop and pop from 7 to 9. Friday, we awesome, we bound to shine. Then it's on again at 7, about to bring it live. Saturday, we energize, come back from 5 to 6. Speaking to those speakers and we eating with the chopper sticks. Yeah, you know the show about to take off. We made it look fat as a rat and about to make off the...